Okay, so this is the second podcast for Fahrenheit 451. What do you guys think of the book so far? What's your favorite part that you guys have read?
I think it's still confusing.
Okay.
And I don't know. I really don't have a favorite part because this book doesn't make sense to me, so I don't know how I can have a favorite part if I don't understand it.
Okay.
But I don't know. It gets interesting.
Really, my favorite parts aren't really come up yet.
Because you still haven't started reading it.
I have read it.
Okay, my favorite part of the book is probably where Guy Montag is in the fire department and gets scared of a hound. Is like questioning why the hound hates him so much but loves everyone else. Molly, do you have a favorite part?
No, it's still confusing.
Okay.
What's one of the questions we had yesterday?
You don't have questions. Okay.
I'll say it. Two. What connections can you make between Fahrenheit 451 and our current society's use of technology? Okay.
Technology?
Yeah. So basically, like comparing theirs, ours. I feel like it's more of a futuristic thing. And, like, it kind of tells the future, but at the same time, you don't really know. I feel like that's how the future will be, like, in the future. Yeah, I feel like that's how our future is going to be because of all the technology that's becoming better and being invented.
I mean, it is kind of futuristic because we don't have our TVs as walls. Because in the story, their whole TV is their whole wall. And I mean, some of the stuff is old technology. Like, they are starting fires. They're probably using flamethrowers. I mean, that's old.
They could be using matches, though, too.
I mean, they could be using matches. But yeah.
Okay.
And another form of futuristic technology that they have is the hound.
The hound is definitely a revolutionary thing for what this, I guess you could say, this book was written. Since it was written in 1953, it was definitely a new piece of technology for them. But do you think that in the future, since we're in 2018 and this was written to be based in 2053, do you think that by 2053 we'll have stuff like the hound?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Okay.
I mean, possibly. Because with the technology we have now, it probably won't be.
Can I still keep my dog?
Sooner.
You'd probably be able to keep
your dog,
yeah.
Or they're going to insert a chip in it.
No, it's not just saying that every dog is going to be a mechanical dog.
Okay,
this is
good.
This is like a peacekeeper
really
dog.
Like my dog.
Going off on another thing, do you really think that the hound is like an actual dog, or do you think it's like...
It's a robot.
Yeah,
it's a robot.
Do you think it's like a supercomputer, kind of like Microsoft or like Windows?
Probably.
Or something like that.
I feel like Zapple.
Apple, you feel like that? Why do you feel like it's Apple?
Because,
I think that could be sooner, though, because there are robots
coming up
today.
They try to control us with our iPhones that are Apple.
Yeah, do you think that, like, if we had something like the Hound in,
Apples
like,
Apples are making cars.
Yeah.
It could be up in the next 10 to 25
years. If we
years.
Had those in our homes, do you really think that we'd be able to control them with, like, our computers and our smartphones and stuff
probably
like that?
Not.
Probably not.
Why do you think not?
Because what if... At Apple, they are controlling them, but we're trying to control the dogs, but we can't because the Apple
lives. Say, like, we have our laptops in front of us and our phones. What if you take, like, the motherboard from your laptop, condense it into one of the smallest computers, but one of also the most powerful, and put it into,
this
like,
is too
something
complicated.
Like the
On
house.
To the next question.
All right, who's your guys' favorite character?
Oh,
why?
My gosh, Guy Montag.
Why is Guy Montag?
Because he's so confusing. And he's like me. Okay, we're so much alike. I like to play with fire. I'm confusing. I have my off.
So you like your? Do you like your job or what you do?
I don't like what I do, and neither does he. But
yeah.
So I guess I'm playing Montauk. Nice to meet you.
I love how he went into British accent.
Okay. How do you think? Like, how do you think Bradbury predicted our society now? Do you think that
I mean,
he...
it's kind of obvious.
I mean, like, do you think
we're really
he...
dumb and stuck to technology, so he just added a whole bunch of crazy crap into it, which basically America we use, because we're a little stupid sometimes.
Well, like,
and Trump is our president.
Do you think that he predicted, like, in this book, do you think he predicted what's going to happen, right? Or do you think that what he predicted is already coming true?
I don't think they're going to...
I feel like it's coming true. Oh my what? God, this is scary. I need to stop talking about this.
Okay.
Dog's going
to
eat me.
Kobe, why do you think there are more TVs than people in this book?
Because they think that technology... Oh, they're pretty much making technology rule everybody. Mm-hmm. And soon, maybe technology won't... people won't exist, and then technology will rule everything, and then
robots.
Everybody's robots.
So, do you think that we're going to have robots instead of humans in the future?
I mean, okay, I mean, so probably. They're already doing robots for
yeah.
like certain like fast
like,
foods and
yeah,
stuff
like
that.
Yeah, like if you go to like the grocery store, you have the self checkout stuff, which is just like
it's
you
a, it's
put
a,
it through,
it's a robot,
and it's basically eliminating.
And then at McDonald's, they have
jobs.
Those one robots where you just like you do the little touchy.
I guess
thing
you could say that's a robot.
I consider it robot. Like,
yeah,
I consider like our phones like mini robots.
Yeah, kind of.
Because robots don't have to be just like people.
Yeah.
They can be like anything.
But going back to the TVs, do you think that Bradbury like actually had?
I think he went back to the future.
You think he went to the future?
Yeah.
Do you think he actually went to 2053 or to sometime around here?
I think he just went back.
Because like
you know what? There's
most of the time anymore you hear that more and more people are watching TV or Netflix or like a video service or something like that. There's more TVs or stuff that you can watch TV on than people anymore because everyone
it
has...
It just distracts us from the society and how bad our society is. That's basically what television and phone and stuff is for. I mean, you see all the bad stuff on your phone and, like, whatever, but they don't show, like, the true bad stuff that's, like, behind the screens.
Yeah.
So we're so distracted with the technology
like...
that we don't pay attention to our society. And that's kind of what he's trying to... look at, and that's why when they're distracted by the TVs, he's out burning books, so people really just don't notice the society that they have. Dang, I just said that so smartly.
That was deep. Alright, what is your guys' prediction for what's gonna happen in the rest
of
the day? Alright. Yeah. What connections... Oh, wait, we already read the one. When do you guys feel most alive? Kobe, when do you feel most alive?
When I'm close to death. I mean, because it's... When do you...
When in your life have you been close to death?
Well, when you feel that you're close to death.
Well, that wasn't the question.
But, that's like a... I mean, it kind of was a question, but...
So, you've been close to death before? When have you?
When I feel most alive is when I'm doing something I love. Like, if I'm with my family or something like that, and I'm just hanging around them and talking and chilling and relaxing with them, that's when I feel most alive, because it's basically most of my memories are with my family, and it's just... I feel more alive when I'm around my family. Savannah, when do you feel most alive?
Oh my goodness, don't even get me started.
Well, we're getting you started.
Let me sit down and talk about this. So, I feel most alive when I'm with my friends.
Why would you say that?
Because that brings out the best me.
So, like what Kobe said, he said he feels most alive when he's close to death.
Is that more... That's when I could be feel most alive.
Oh, that kind of scary. Do you need a therapist?
No, I'm trying to say Like, the thing that I would feel most alive is when I'm doing something, like, extreme. Or just doing something that I wouldn't do every day.
So, like, kind of stepping out of your comfort zone, like, new things.
I talk to people.
So, I feel most alive when I step out of my comfort zone, but I do that every day. And then when, I don't know, I'm like, stuff's distracting me from the negative stuff in my life. That's basically it. All
right. Molly,
when I'm being very positive and happy, that's what makes me feel so alive.
Molly, when do you feel
Christmas,
alive?
Christmas makes me feel alive.
Molly, when do you feel
this
most alive?
When I feel most alive. I feel most alive when, well, I guess when I'm stepping out my comfort zone, but that doesn't happen a lot, so I guess never.
So I guess you could say, like, when we feel most alive, we're all kind of close to the same answer, like when we're stepping out of our comfort zone.
I do never did this, so I'm comfortable with anything.
Yeah, it's like,
unless you're Savannah, you're out of your comfort zone.
So you're saying you're in your comfort zone?
Unless you're me. Wait, I'm trying to word this. If you're not me, you're in your comfort zone. If you are me, you're out of your comfort zone.
Alright.
But you know what? That's okay.
Alright.
No whippets.
So. Alright. I have.
Are we done with this?
A couple. I have one more question. Do you guys think that Guy Montag is in love with Clarice after the first time met her?
Oh my gosh, yes. He is so in love with her. He's about to marry that girl. Don't even get me started. Okay, get me started.
Though she's a young child.
Because he's
a young child of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
How the song goes.
Wrong.
Okay, well, you know what? Oh, a sweet child of mine.
And that's my right song.
Okay. Anyways, why would you say that he's in love with Clarice?
Because he's like, she's just like him. They both like, I don't know. They're both outsiders.
But they both feel that they don't belong, kind of.
Yeah, they both feel the same, and.
They feel like they're both.
If they don't end up getting together, they're definitely going to be best friends. Or they can get married and have children.
But she's younger.
Okay, so age is just a number still.
She's 17, so once she
gets her own. That's legal.
Anyways.
So she's allowed to. How old is he?
Like
25. You know what? My grandma, she got married to a 27-year-old. She's like 16.
Oh,
you know
geez.
What? It's okay. Like,
but going back to like the outsider thing, the word, I know a word in Chinese, it's gaijin, it means outsider. And I definitely, like you said, I feel like Guy and Clarice are both outsiders, and they both connected on the fact that they are both outsiders.
Under the mistletoe with you.
Okay, goodbye.